to the top.
The chimney?
And in the fireplace, you know, they usually burn, what do they burn?
Logs.
And
firewood.
What do they put those on, those two?
I don't know what those are called.
Have you ever heard them call anything? Like?
Yeah, I probably have, but I don't remember.
Have you ever heard of andirons or fire dogs?
No.
Or hand irons or dog irons, anything like that?
I haven't.
Well, that part in front of the fireplace, have you ever heard that called a hearth or a hearth?
Yes, hearth is what I've heard it called.
But you've never heard any name for those two things?
No.
Right.
I haven't been around that many fireplaces.
Well, now you say you burn logs in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes on the back of the fireplace is one big log, you know, that sort of stays there all the time. Have you ever heard that called anything? Well, do you know how to build a fire? Have you ever seen anybody build a fire?
No, not really. I've never really learned because we've never had to.
Well, do you know how you would, you know, what you would use? Would you just put the...
No, well, you would use something to start it with, like newspaper or something, wouldn't you? That's what I've always, you know, seen on movies or heard of, rolled up newspaper.
And then what would you put on top of that?
I don't know.
Well, have you ever seen somebody...
Kindling. Okay. Gotcha.
Now, kindling, what would that be?
What would it be? What would it be made of? Wood. What kind of wood? Wood shavings or something? I'm not exactly sure what it is.
So it would be
little pieces of wood, like cedar or something.
So these small pieces.
Uh-huh.
Well, have you ever heard of lighter, light wood, or anything like that?
No.
So, some people, you know, talk about that when they start fires. And what is left after the wood burns? A pile of...
ashes.
And up in the chimney, they get a...
soot.
Well, what am I sitting in?
A chair.
Well, what kind of furniture do you have in your living room? What?
Okay, we have a couch, dining table, dining chairs, a recliner, chair, a rocking chair, a piano, television, stereo, and then so there's a little coffee table. And an end table, and I think that's about it.
Do you have, and you said you had a couch, what is that? What does it look like?
Sofa, couch, whatever. Okay, it's about 6.5 feet long with cushions on the, where you sit and behind you.
Is that the same thing as a sofa? You said sofa, couch. Is that the same thing?
Well, I've always called it a couch, but you know, a lot of people I've heard call it a sofa. Same, to me, it's the same thing.
Is any similar piece of something like that that you ever seen? Anything, you know, that would seat several people like that, or two people or something? That you would call something else?
No. Uh-uh.
What kind of furniture, what do you have in your bedroom?
A bed, a dresser, chest of drawers, and then a night table, nightstand.
What's the difference in the dresser and the chest of drawers?
Chest of drawers is tall and it just has drawers in it where you keep your clothes and whatever. The dresser has, let's see, well, mine has some little shelves and then drawers, and you know, you have your makeup mirror or whatever else on it.
So that's something you sit at?
Right, you sit at that, and it's shorter.
Have you ever heard a different name for the chest of drawers? You ever heard it called anything else? Your mother or
no,
grandparents?
No, not that I can remember. That's what I've always called it.
How do you keep the light out of the room? Are you hot?
No. With Venetian blinds. Blinds is what we call them. We just call them blinds usually. And curtains.
And curtains?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Venetian blinds is the kind of the little...
Yeah.
Slits of wood that go...
Aluminum. They're aluminum now.
And have you ever seen anything you pull up and down there?
Yeah.
On a roller? You know, rolls up and
down?
What do you call this?